You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I'm joined, as usual, with Mr. Andrew Chamberlain. What's up, Andrew?
How you doing, Chris?
Good, man, good. And we have the opportunity, the privilege, if you will, to have a conversation with Mr. Chris Smith with Cafe Connection. How you doing, Chris?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate you taking the time to be here and joining us for this particular episode. You know, and as we normally do, what we like to do is just, we want to know about you, want to talk about you personally, we want to know about your business, Cafe Connection, kind of how you came into that business, and then also we want to talk a little bit about BNI and your experience with BNI thus far. Certainly, it's kind of early on in that process, but kind of see, you know, your thoughts early on. It's always good. I know I've been in the chapter now, the Winning Edge, for, a little over 3 years, and so there's some things that maybe I'll miss, and so having fresh eyes kind of, you know, helping us to see what's going on is always helpful. So looking forward to the conversation. Then as we normally do, we'll have Andrew then go over some rapid fire questions for you, and that's how we'll end the episode today. Okay,
I like it.
All right, man, appreciate it. So as always, who is Chris Smith?
Chris Smith, I've been married for 11 years now, beautiful wife Claudia, and I have two daughters, Riley, who's going to be 20 this Saturday, and I got an awesome present for her, and then another daughter, Nia, who's 5 years old. I've lived in the D.C., Maryland area the last 30 years. Before that, was all over the East Coast. My father, who was in the Air Force for many years, and now I got to be in the Florida area for the last year and loving it. We were just so happy to be here in Florida.
Yeah, and so you mentioned your wife, Claudia there, Riley, and Nia, 20-year-old and a 5-year-old. I have an 11-year-old. My spread's 11, 6, and now about 18 months or so. So that spread of 20 and 5 is pretty significant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's built-in kind of babysitting at all?
A little bit. Yeah, when she's in town, she will.
I got you. Very good. And the other thing we like to talk about is, you know, what do you like to do for fun? And from what we gather in our conversation before we started recording is sports, man. You're a big sports guy.
Oh, I love sports. You know, I'm a huge baseball fan. Okay. I played a little bit up until high school.
Okay. What position?
I played first base and catcher.
All right. Very good. Mm. I know Andrew played a little bit.
Yeah. First base.
You love
know who
first
he looks
base.
Like? To, now he said that?
Yeah.
Sid Bream.
Okay.
Do you remember Sid Bream, the first baseman?
Yeah.
Old 90s Braves.
Braves.
World, I think they won one World Series.
They did. Right? They did. 91?
They were there over and over and over. Yeah. Man, but I can only kind of bring one home. Unlike your favorite team, the Royals, who just a few years ago won their second.
They did, yeah. 2015. That was just amazing to see.
So, as you said, you kind of grew up, kind of your father in the Air Force, so you moved all over the place, until finally kind of settling down for the last 30 years or so in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. How did you come about becoming a fan of the Kansas City Royals? Was it around the mid-80s that you started watching? Or?
It was. Well, one of my aunts was from that area, and she taught me baseball when I was like 5 or 6, how to play it, and then taught me about MLB baseball and taught me Royals. Mm-hmm. And I just followed them ever since. I was a diehard. Even the bad years.
Did you live in Kansas City?
Never lived in Kansas City. Yep.
Been there many times. George Brett, stay fair or whatever. Yeah.
The 80s were good years for us too. So those late 70s and 80s, and in 85 we won it. And then it took 30 years, but hey, we're a team again.
Hey, you got it. That's good.
And, we were talking also, you mentioned Alex Gordon, longtime Royal. I think he came back to the Royals this year and then ultimately announced his retirement this year, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, yeah. We missed going over there to see that final series with him. But he was a great player, amazing player.
Yeah, I have a good long, a career for sure. Yeah.
So, Royals fan, I got a little trivia question. I didn't prep you on this one.
Ooh, okay.
All right. So, pitcher was drafted, I think 14, 13, something like that. The University of Tennessee by the name of first round draft pick, I believe, for you guys. Luke
Hochaver?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't think he really panned out though, did he?
He was a decent reliever.
Yeah, he was. He was it's like a lot of the Royals guys. They start out as starters and became relievers. Mm. And he was amazing in that 14 year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wade Davis, that's the most memorable one, because we got him from Tampa, who was always a starter. Yeah. And they turned him into the bullpen.
Yep, you're right.
And then those 14, 15 years, the HDH team, I mean, they're the ones that became that reliever set where everybody started using their relievers more.
And this year with COVID, you know, a 60-game season and playing in the playoffs every single day instead of having days off and stuff, the bullpen became even more important
this
year than maybe even in years past. And then in addition to the Royals, also the college football, you're a big LSU fan?
Oh, big LSU. Yeah, go Tigers. That's where my parents met. My mother was born and raised in Louisiana. So, yeah, I love some Tigers. Yeah. Rough year this year. That's all right. We'll still celebrate last year.
Yeah, exactly. Defending champions. I'll take a championship and then a Badger there after every day of the week.
When you lose half your team to the NFL. Hey. No.
So also shows why they won, right? They had so much good talent. And then on a side note, Dallas Cowboy fan.
Yeah. So one of my other aunts was from the Texas area. So she started sending me Dallas Cowboy stuff since I was a kid.
Okay.
And I just followed them ever since. Even the bad years in D.C., I'll never forget. We were 1-15, but that one win, we beat the Skins.
I had a Troy Aikman jersey that I remember I wore all the time early 90s. And I'm a Buccaneer fan, so you look at this the record 6-3 looks pretty good. But I would have definitely taken that Dallas Cowboy game this week over the Buccaneer game for sure. That Buccaneer game was rough.
But good news for the Cowboys. Being in the NFC East this year, they're still winning.
Yeah. Would it be funny if the Bucs didn't make the playoffs and the Cowboys with a losing record did? I mean, it could happen.
They say there's going to be a team or two that's going to miss the playoffs with a great record because somebody from the NFC East gets to go.
So, additionally, not only do you enjoy watching sports, also some outdoor activities. You like to bike. You also enjoy traveling.
Yes, we love to travel. I'm a big biker. I'll go out 20, 30 miles as much as I can, hit the trails, and traveling. Me and my wife just love to travel to little town, check out local businesses, support local businesses.
You was it last year, your anniversary? Was it 10-year anniversary you went to London?
10-year anniversary, 2 years ago.
Yeah, and took the baby with you?
Yep, took our daughter. She was 3 years old at the time. Everybody thought we were crazy, but it was the best trip.
Yeah, a lot of good memories, I'm sure. I've never been over to England, so I know you've done some traveling, Andrew, but you highly recommend it?
Oh, highly recommend it. Yeah, great food. They have some of the best coffee.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say one thing. Food-wise, you mentioned Kansas City.
Barbecue.
Yes, Jack Stack's Barbecue. It's the best barbecue place.
Oklahoma Joe's, another one.
I'm a big Jack Stack fan. Best barbecue I've ever had. Sorry. They so good. I was there for a week, and it was so good. I had to go twice. This place is legit. Yeah.
So you, again, last 30 years or so, the D.C. area, here we are now in the midst of COVID, and you had found yourself in Spring Hill about a year ago, right? You moved to this area?
Yes, moved to Florida a year ago.
And you actually moved to this area for business?
Yes.
You and your wife looking for, you tell your story.
Well, I was working for another company, and, some things changed on that. My wife said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of you for working for somebody else. Go open a restaurant. So you got to listen to your wife.
That's what we got to.
All right.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. I said, that's what I'm going to do. So I started looking around for a restaurant, and when I found this one in Spring Hill, fell in love with it, loved the name, loved the area and the growth potential of it. And, it was just the best thing.
Yeah, we'll get to this here in a moment. But one of the things you've mentioned is you don't really look at the restaurant as merely a restaurant, a business, right? You see it a little
Correct.
Bit different than that.
Oh, it's about the people. Mm-hmm. So when people ask me, what do? I say I own a people business and I serve great food and beverage.
Yeah.
Or I'm a people business that serves food.
You mentioned you kind of fell in love with the business, fell in love with the restaurant, fell in love with the name, even Cafe Connection. Seems like that really kind of resonates with you.
Exactly, that was the other thing about it, that connection part of the name.
And we'll get to this, but the coffee is phenomenal. Just so everybody knows, even hearing that name, it's full service food. I mean, you got breakfast and lunch and some wonderful. I've tried multiple items of food there. It's great stuff. So it's not just the coffee.
Thank you.
I haven't had an opportunity to get out there to Cafe Connection yet. Looking forward to doing that. Chris graciously brought us some of his famous tarts. And so I got to try some, and they are absolutely delicious. In fact, I'm going to say this. Pop-Tarts are fine. These are something else. These are quite a few steps above.
They're not even
that.
Close.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
Exactly. They're gigantic. I didn't expect the size.
Oh, I go big.
Wait till you get the brown sugar.
The brown sugar cinnamon.
Yeah. I had the apple and the mixed berry, and just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff.
I have so much fun making those and coming up with recipes. My neighbors, you know, before I took over the restaurant, I was testing them out. So they got to try them all, and I laughed when I opened the restaurant. They were like, where's our tarts? Why aren't you bringing any? I said, come on over. You're going to buy them now. I want your money now.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I got to say this before you go. I had sausage and two eggs and potatoes today, and very good.
Thank you.
So good stuff. Good stuff.
So Cafe Connection is your business. Moved here about a year ago and took over this business. And then as every new business owner wants in the midst of a pandemic. So what does that look like, man?
Oh, it was a challenge, but it was a challenge that I wanted to accept because I knew there was opportunity here. And, there's people around that still want to eat. I know a lot of people don't want to go out, but I know I can get in here, get a good menu, get good service, let people know you can do takeout, you can do delivery. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out. Every week, our business is just getting better and better.
Now, you are, as you mentioned, from the D.C. area. And one of the things here in Hernando County is, it's almost kind of like a bubble, I feel like, and not to say COVID's not here, it's here. We know individuals who have, unfortunately gotten COVID over the last few months. But as we were talking before, you mentioned, there's friends of yours, the former business that you were a part of. Many of those individuals, they're not working right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's November when we're recording this, and COVID's been around now about 8 months. That's a long time.
Yeah, a lot of those businesses, they took an 80-90% decrease in business. Mm-hmm. And it was just sad to see that a lot of them, they had to lay off people, had to let go of people. Mm-hmm. Now little by little, they're trying to get it back. But how do you, get that 8 or 9 months of revenue back? You can. It's going to take a lot of time.
I mean, we have Veterans Day actually tomorrow. We have Thanksgiving coming up in a couple of weeks. Certainly want to thank those veterans that have served the country. We also want to, be thankful for the business that we still have here. That we're able to continue to conduct business. But I think it's important for us to always keep an eye out for those individuals, like you've mentioned, who unfortunately aren't experiencing the same level of business that we're seeing here, and just kind of feel for those individuals, because like I said, I think we're super, super, I know we're super, super fortunate here in Hernando County as far as business goes, because we really haven't been affected much at all. Not to say there haven't been businesses here that have been affected. There have.
Just comparatively speaking, especially we're talking about D.C. And, we both had some connections there and we know what they're going through. So, yeah.
So Danielle Rush, how'd you meet Danielle?
She came in my restaurant the second day I took over, and we just started talking, and she mentioned she was from the Virginia area, and that's where I also lived for many years, and she talked about how she had a restaurant in D.C., and we just hit it off. And then within a couple of minutes, she told me about B&I. And said, you're going to be my guest next week for B&I. And I was like, what the heck is B&I? I'd never heard of it. She's like, it's a networking group, and you're going to love it.
Yeah.
And I was just shocked.
Yeah. And so this was online. This was an online meeting.
Yeah, this was all online.
So you come in online, you see all these smiling, mostly faces on the screens there in front of you. And kind of what were your initial thoughts?
I was like, this is interesting. Okay, 7:30 in the morning. 7:30 in the morning. Yeah, listen to everybody, kind of get to meet everybody here and there, But what really shocked me was after the meeting, and then the next day, all of a sudden it was like, boom, all these people in my restaurant. Yeah. I'm like, what the heck's going on? I'm like, we want to support you. Yeah. I'm like, I was just a guest. No. We want you to be a member. Mm-hmm. We want to support you. You're also a local business. Yeah. We're all coming in here.
Yep.
And then ever since then, I just getting support from everybody coming in.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I've told my story, here several times, but I remember when I tried to open my first firm back in 2009, and I didn't have anybody coming in the doors, and I didn't know about B&I at the time, and certainly wish I had somebody like Danielle to come in immediately and say, hey, I have something for you here that might be helpful. To come in and to meet somebody and to come in and join the group and, be accepted in the group and really be kind of thriving right now is pretty cool. So we're glad to have you. Another thing that Andrew and I have spoken about in the past is that we, initially it was kind of a little bit overwhelming. Again, early in the morning, a lot of high energy individuals, all of this kind of to take in. It's all new. Did you ever do any networking kind of up in the D.C. area?
I did a little bit with other restaurants.
Okay.
Yeah, so with other restaurant owners, but a lot of that, you didn't get a lot of great communication from them because a lot of, they didn't want to share their secrets or, that's what I love about this group. It's all kinds of different industries, mm-hmm. so everybody's out there to help you.
Yeah,
and then we have that built-in benefit, too, of closing out, our competition, as we call it, by right. securing that seat. So when we get in there together, and our chapter is, what, 63?
61, 62, something like 60, that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So 61, 62. It's amazing, like you said, because then it's like, okay, we're not competing. We're now on the same team, rowing in the same direction. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, especially with me trying to get to be able to meet people. You know, that's the one thing I miss about Maryland is I was up there for 30 years. I knew a lot of people. If somebody needed something, I knew who to go to. Now I was like, man, I don't know anybody here, mm-hmm. but now I'm getting it here with B&I.
Yeah, I left his restaurant to come here, and it was really cool. I counted. There were 6 B&I people yeah. there in the yeah. restaurant. So it was yeah. really cool. So
and again, I'll just point back, Jericho just had a dinner, you know, Friday evening, and we had quite a few participants there from B&I as
that's
well.
We had 20
so,
plus.
Like, again, that's one thing about our chapter. You know, we really do want to support one another. We want to see everybody, you know, in the group grow. We want to see them succeed. And we want to help everybody get through, you know, COVID as well. And it's been yeah. a challenge, as you've stated, but you know, so far so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Anyhow, let's talk a little bit about, you know, obviously we know your business. So when we're out and we're talking with clients or we're talking with customers or we're talking with friends or family members, what should we tell them about Cafe Connection to get them over to your restaurant?
If you're looking for a great breakfast or lunch place, I'm the one to go to. You know, I serve breakfast all day. I'm open 6 days a week right now, soon to be 7. So you need a good full service breakfast. That's
me. What time do you open?
7 o'clock during the week, okay. And then 8 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, and then you're open until?
Till 3 o'clock.
Till 3 p.m. every day?
Every day.
Every day, okay. You mentioned just Monday's the only day you're not
Mondays open. Right now we're not open, but I hope to change that in the next couple of weeks.
All right, and where are you located? So if somebody wants to come check you out.
4196 Mariner Boulevard, so we're right next to the Public Shopping Center across from the Chase Bank.
So Mariner Northcliff for all
yeah,
the
Yeah, like
locals.
A little bit oh, okay. near Northcliff.
Oh, you're right there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not far at all.
Yeah, like really close to my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little too close to my house.
Those tarts are a little too good.
That's the big
last
other big
night
thing.
We had yeah. we had Chris and I had a meeting, and my wife didn't get home till later, and so we hadn't had dinner, and I'm like, she was cooking, and I'm like, man, I'm really hungry, and then you weren't open. I was like, dadgum it, because it would have been perfect yeah, like, right now. Yeah. It's that good, yeah. man. Yeah, I'm not yeah, joking. Your food is that good. So right there, yeah. So it's really close, Mariner Northcliff. Easy place to get to.
And I think you mentioned that you have carry out, right, as well?
We have carry out, and we're doing delivery right now okay. via Grubhub and DoorDash. Yep.
And one of the things you've been talking about, Chris, you were asking about some referrals mm-hmm. and some of the things to help him. Maybe go in a little bit more detail, if you don't mind, because I hear you talking about some of the community events that you're wanting to get a part of. And yep. and so share a little bit what you're trying to do there.
I want to do anything in the community. Like this week, the Hernando County Fairgrounds are doing a community sale, so we're going to be part of that. There's another one on the 5th. I'm going to try and be part of that. I'm just trying to schedule it out.
So you
want
to be a part of like vendor?
Absolutely. Any type of vendor community events that I can get the name out. And I'm starting to get out I want to get out to different schools and even churches, see what I can do for them. You know, the first week I was in business, I actually made some tarts and took it over to the Spring Hill Christian Academy. And that was their first week they had school, and it was on a Friday. I said, I just want to thank you all for being teachers and the week that you went through, because I know it was crazy. And they were just thankful as can be. And that's the stuff I love to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's see. From a referral source standpoint, and again, I guess some of these vendor type of events certainly would help. But aside from simply having somebody come into your restaurant, are there any other things? Or that's it, that's what I wanted to ask. As far as if somebody wanted to call you to order, to have something delivered or to order something to pick up, what's the number that you call?
They can call 352-610-4879.
Okay.
Also, follow us on Facebook.
Okay.
You can get a lot of information there, our menus on there. And then we have our website. It's cafeconnections.com.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Phenomenal.
Andrew, I tell you what, man. Why don't you take over?
Sure thing. So we're going to do a little what we call rapid fire here, where we just kind of go quick through a couple of these. So you can kind of give us your answers on this. And then, yeah, you can give us a little detail if you want as well. But best okay. book, any type of book that you have read.
Who Moved My Cheese?
Oh, okay.
I read that probably about 20 years ago when I was really getting into the restaurant business, and it kind of changed my mentality of how to change things around. You got to be able to adapt.
Okay. Well, that deserves a follow-up question, Chris. What is your favorite type of cheese?
Ooh. You know what? Now it's feta. Oh, I'm okay. a big feta cheese.
Yeah. Well, see, that was an appropriate follow-up.
Sure, I like it. Yeah.
All right, very good. So Who Moved My Cheese, best book. Great, phenomenal. Most important networking trait that you feel like you've learned over the years?
Oh, about people and relationships, building relationships with people, and just getting out there and talking to people.
Yeah, you do a good job of that, by the way. You've got a very good, warm personality. It's great.
Thank you.
To be around. If you could go back in time, a couple questions we have for you. If you could go back in time, what is one business tip that you wish you have known sooner?
To take your time on things. There's many times when I first started my catering business way back, I tried to hurry it, and it was like, no, take your time on stuff. And I learned that when I opened up Cafe Connections. I wanted to make sure, take my time, get things right, and then get out there and start getting more business in.
And I'll just kind of follow up with that. That's one area that we're dealing with now, is trying to figure that out. You know, obviously what we've tried to do is as business has grown, you know, bring in new employees to try to make sure that we can keep up with that demand. But yeah. I can echo that. That's certainly something, if you do try to move too quickly, things can go south if you're not careful. So you definitely got to be careful. It's a good word.
Yeah, good point. Last one here, and then we'll wrap up. What is the most profound piece of advice you wish you had known sooner about life in general?
It's about being open and honest, especially, you know, with your spouse and with your loved ones. You know, growing up in a military family, I didn't have as many friends, you know, but once I met my wife, I was kind of standoffish, and she pushed me to open me up, and I'm glad she did, because our marriage right now is the best.
Awesome. And I would imagine that all those things you said, how important that is, but that's also true in business as well.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about people. You know, whenever I do interviews or I hire somebody, I talk about people and being honest. I'm like, you guys are going to make mistakes. I want you to. You know, one of the best things I always tell people is, I don't care if you come up to me and ask me what 1 + 1 is. We'll sit down. We'll talk about it. We'll say it's 2. You come up to me the next day. You say, Chris, you know, I kind of forgot about what 1 + 1 is. Hey, no worries. Do you remember what we talked about yesterday? Take the time with people. Teach them. Now, if they're asking me what 1 + 1 is for like 5 or 6 days in a row, that's when you got a serious sit-down conversation to say, you know what, this might not be right for you.
Yeah.
And I'm good about having those conversations. I've had conversations with people to say, this business isn't good for you. But you know what? This business might be. Let me help you find a job. And I've found jobs for people who weren't good for me but were good for other companies.
Awesome. Yeah. That's great.
So if anybody is out there listening and you're looking for not just a restaurant, but a people business that serves great food, Cafe Connection is going to be your place. So Chris Smith, thanks so much for joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast.
Chris and Angie, thank you too.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!